AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden delivers an impassioned plea for people upset by the Supreme Court's ruling against abortion rights to speak up at the polls. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the High Court's conservative majority essentially issued a challenge with what he calls an extreme and wrongheaded ruling ending the constitutional right to abortion.
The challenge is go out and vote.
Saying the fastest way to restore the right is for Congress to pass a national law, but it needs more Democrats first.
Your vote can make that a reality.
The president spoke just before signing an order to protect access to abortion in states where it's still legal. Just after he spoke, a Louisiana judge ruled the state can now enforce its ban on nearly all abortions, joining more than a dozen states with similar bans or strict limits. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An investigation finds Border Patrol agents on horseback engaged in unnecessary use of force against non-threatening Haitian immigrants last fall at the Mexico border. But
OPR found no evidence Border Patrol agents involved in this incident struck any person with their reins, intentionally or otherwise.
Video and photos of the incident made it appear agents were whipping Haitians. Border Patrol Commissioner Chris Magnus says they will learn from this and do better. In a letter to Twitter's board, Elon Musk writes he's walking away from his $44 billion offer to buy Twitter, leaving the deal on the verge of collapse. Twitter board chair Brett Taylor tweeted that the board is committed to closing the transaction on the price and terms agreed upon with Mr. Musk and plans to pursue legal action to enforce the merger agreement. Twitter could have pushed for a $1 billion breakup fee that Musk agreed to pay under those circumstances. This is AP News. A new poll finds people are increasingly concerned about inflation and their personal finances as the nation readies for the coming November midterm elections. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, posing an open-ended question on the top priorities the government should work on in the next year, finds 40% of respondents name inflation. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché notes,
wage growth is good, but it's not keeping up with inflation, so people rightfully feel like they're falling behind.
In all, 77% of those surveyed mentioned the economy in some way, 44% personal finances, but just 10% specifically mentioned jobs. Fauché says,
if the economy is adding 375,000, 400,000 jobs per month, which we've been doing, over the last few months, that's a very strong economy.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.